What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Would take one commercial 30 seconds and think that during a timeout they could get the commercial in. Tab soda.
Tab
soda commercial. Goal got scored while the commercial was on the air. How about that?
Yeah, I didn't know that, Pony.
Same thing happened later in the game when they went up 3-2. Chevrolet commercial.
Like a rock.
You think Al Michaels was pissed that here's the iconic game and they're in freaking commercial for both of those goals?
Question, couldn't he call the goal even though they were in commercial and just have people play the callback even though it didn't go out over the TV or no? I'm not sure if they had the
He didn't. He just came back when they tied it and was in a frenzy, and then they showed the replay of it quickly. And then when they took the lead, he was just talking about how they had made this tremendous comeback again. And I guess back in 1980, we just accepted things like that.
Oh, like now people would be in a lather.
Like the 1980 Soviet Union game was shown on tape delay.
But here's the thing. That wasn't as big of a deal back then. How was anybody going to find out the results?
The wire.
Oh, the wire.
The ticker.
Just go, hey, son, go to the basement. Get on the ticker. See
no,
who
people
won.
Would watch local news.
They'd be like.
Right? I mean, a local news, a 6 o'clock news broadcast would say the United States beat the Soviet Union, and they showed the game like an hour later. So
that
they did spoil
yeah,
it.
That would have made it not nearly as fun. You know what I always thought was weird about that game? You're watching it. Didn't they have the giant, like, bluish patches on the ice? Like, it looked like the ice wasn't kind of uniform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
What was that caused by exactly?
Don't know.
Because it just kind of looks,
come up.
Kind of looks janky.
The intro, if you've ever seen it, Donnie, Donnie was calling himself a broadcast nerd last night when he was breaking down your Scott Hansons and the machinations of broadcasters and whatnot. He was going through all of this. The Al Michaels scene setter, as Dan Zangrilli likes to say, for the Miracle on Ice is unbelievably well done. It's almost like he knew that they were going to win the game the way that he set up. Which makes me think, did they tape the intro to the game after the game was played? Because like you're saying, the broadcast didn't air till after because it was on tape delay, so they would have had time to tape an intro for the game knowing the result. But he gets into all the geopolitical ramifications. He's like, this is a game that's played on a sheet of ice, but it's obviously much more, and he goes into all these big analogies and comparisons, and it's very well done. And he has like a fro, too.
Michaels?
Yes.
A fro? Like,
he had
Bob Ross?
He had long curly hair. I'm telling you, I went back and watched these games. Amanda gave me permission.
At that moment in geopolitical history, man, that part is like hard to
comprehend.
Afghanistan
because Soviet Union
yes.
had just gone into.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, Pony, I
you
know
You are
my
so
history.
Good on that stuff.
That, again, patronizing Donnie. Just some of the most
no,
patronizing
not.
Stuff
Donnie,
ever from him.
Do I not give Chris
you
credit for...
You are so good on that stuff. If he could reach his... Don, if he had an Inspector Gadget
Don,
arm and he could reach it across
Don,
the table, he'd be patting me on
not,
the head right now.
Do not, like, just play into, like, Chris's insecurities here. Do we not give Chris credit all the time for the amount of unusual trivia he knows about history, geography, science, literature?
Yes, he's very good at
we
that.
We give
stuff.
You credit for that all the time.
The Soviets, though, going into Afghanistan is not like something that people don't know about. It's
Donnie,
a pretty
did
major
you know,
thing in
did
history.
Did you know in February of 1980 that that happened?
I actually did, but okay. That's only thanks to my dad and my upbringing.
Because right. You know what? 83, by 83, that was all over, and that's why 83 had a chance to shine.
83 was the peak. It stayed on that plateau for a couple of more years.
Here,
86.
You want an actual historical footnote? 83, best year of your dad's life, could have been the end of all life as we know it. Soviets had an early warning detection system
for
nuclear weapons.
But I'm telling you, see, Chris knows this stuff.
There is a Soviet man who was manning that early warning system. They had had bugs in, like, false alarms during the training, and it detected, like, what they thought was a large-scale strategic, which is the ones that'll end the world, attack. And that guy basically just said, I'm ignoring this. The machine is probably not working. Sure enough, he was right.
Yeah,
he is known as a man who literally saved the world.
The way my dad talked about the first, 20 years of his life, or 20-plus, he would say, like, oh, the world could have just ended at any moment. We had missiles shooting at each other the whole time.
I don't think we had missiles shooting at each other or the world.
Or pointed at each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That Soviet gentleman's name, though, do we know?
Stanislav Petrov.
Oh. Anyways. How do you transition out of Cold War talk? I mean, it's not really an easy thing to do here. There's no guide or... They don't... teach you in broadcast school. When
well, you know, the Cold War was a real stalemate, and it appears that the Steelers have gotten to that point with their quarterback situation.
412-928-9370. Here is a question I got from a listener before the show, and I want to know where you guys would come down on this. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, who is the more beloved Pittsburgh athlete of the 21st century? Sidney Crosby or Troy Polamalu? Because I think they are by far, this person agreed, I think among athletes that have played here from 2000 on, McCutchen is very much appreciated for what he did to get the Pirates out of their 20 years of losing, but he is the...
Distant third.
He is on the bronze medal stand, and he was not really even in contention for the gold. I think it's a standoff between those two, and I think Bettis is probably an honorable mention, and I don't even think Ben is, to be honest with you, and I love Roethlisberger, but I don't think Ben, he's so polarizing.
There's
Steelers fans that don't
there.
Like him.
The three guys you mentioned who are on the medal stand, not one of them has a peep of off-field stuff. None. Nothing.
Like, I think it's a...
I think there's a clear number one. I do.
Troy?
No. I think it's Sid. Most beloved, I think it's Sid. I think it's Sid in a walk.
A walk?
Troy is... There's an argument
a
to be...
A walk?
There is an argument to be made that Troy, as great as he was not even... And I think you and I actually agree with this. Was not even the best safety of his generation.
I don't think that matters to Steelers fans.
Hold on. Crosby, in addition to being the best player of his generation, 3 Stanley Cups, is known for having lived his entire life as an adult under an unbelievable microscope, even relative to his sport's relative lack of popularity compared to, like, the NFL.
Yeah.
And has never slipped up, never done anything but represent the city pure class.
And Troy didn't do that?
Troy did it too.
So I don't understand why.
Troy, you didn't know that much about Troy away from football because...
Oh, because we know everything about Sid away from hockey. We don't even know that he's... We don't even know what his girlfriend's name is. He somehow has kept that secret for 20 years. What are you talking about? Like, Troy living his life in secrecy. So does Sid. It's the same exact thing.
I don't know. I see Troy as you loved Troy because he was great, but also like there's the hair, there's the soft spokenness, and then he was so violent on the field. I just think Crosby is like as universally beloved as it gets. I think if you were giving them an approval rating on a 1 to 100 scale,
and Troy's at 100 and Sid's at 100.
I think Sid's at 100 and Troy is at a 98.
What are the two? What's the 2%?
He stayed around too long.
Oh, stop. Have you ever heard anybody call into one of our shows?
He had a tough last year or so.
Stop. That's never happened.
I do think Sid's more beloved. Is it beloved or beloved?
I've heard both.
I always said beloved.
But I've heard beloved.
I'm probably wrong.
Beloved definitely gets
said.
How
would you say the one word that's the boats that they ride in like Venice? What would you call that? Begins with a G.
Gondola.
I've heard people say gondola and be like very adamant about gondolas. And I was like, no, that's gondola.
You said in a walk, which I think is a ridiculous take.
I think it's
take.
Sid.
I don't think, you made it sound like it's not close. Come on now.
Well, why don't we put it out there to the people?
Well, let's have Donnie chime in on this first.
Well, he's the first member. He is the people's champion, so.
I would say Sid. I don't think it's that huge of a gap, but I would say that it's
just because he's won more championships here, and because
not necessarily. I mean, I mean, Paul Amalu last played over a decade ago too. So I mean, Crosby has carried it for over 20 years, where he has been among the best in his sport. Not that it should matter where he ranks amongst his peers when it comes to how beloved of a figure he is, but as Chris said, and as we all know, we have like zero worry about the guy off the ice. Like, we spend so much time talking about the antics of other athletes when they get into whatever it may be, criminal or just
right.
Goofiness. Crosby, like, we even hear stories from Tyler Kennedy, and we know that TK liked to get after it when he played. He seems like a very fun guy, a dude that I would want to have a beer with.
Yeah, I think that's the truth.
Yeah, much and more of a party-oriented
tie one on for
he
sure.
He would tell stories about those guys on the teams that were going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and every dude is getting after it, you know, wherever the hell they may be.
Well, I mean, how about
and he's like, yeah, Sid would chill in the corner, and he would maybe have a drink.
Well, I have an actual Sid story.
To be in control.
But Troy's like doing like the sign of the cross, like on the bench before he goes out and blasts somebody. Like it's the same stuff. He's monk-like.
The Sid thing
in his personal life.
I have a story about like going out with then girlfriend, now wife, and some of her like. Sit like her sister, her cousins, and their
friends. I thought you promised to never tell this story.
What?
I thought you said that this was an off-air story, because you've told me this story before, and you're like, this is for off-air.
No, I'll tell you just part of the story. I'm not telling the whole story. But no, it's just Sid, them all being like involved in like Oliver Twist or whatever. I don't even know if that place still exists. Bunch of Penguins are out and about, and so there's some like conversing, but nothing really happening. But like James Neal, of all people, is like just stirring the pot, just being kind of a jackass.
Mm.
Who is in the back there, who I think like I had been in the locker room, Donnie, enough that he had actually kind of recognized.
Wow.
I've seen that
what
guy
a flex
before.
For Malls.
There's Crosby just drinking like, I think it was like Captain Morgan in water. Very weird drink choice. Something mixed with water that did not look good.
I don't believe that's what he was having.
It was something,
I'd like to think he has better taste.
I know. Maybe it might have been better dark, whatever. And he just is... most famous hockey player in the world at that point. And he's just standing there like drinking out of a highball glass, like while James Neal is, of course, the center of attention, most of it negative. And he could not have looked more bored than at that moment in time. And I was thinking, like, man, the guy really is just like a rock. He just goes out here and just hangs out. Exactly what you said, Don. He's like sitting there in the corner.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With a drink.
5:15 on a Friday. That means it's time for Open Phone Friday, brought to you by Archie's Famous Wings. Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's, the Archman. Donnie went and had a couple of special flavors there. There's like got to be at least 20. On that menu
list. Is there a secret menu there, Donnie, that you, a wingman, have been like,
I'm sure you could probably ask Arch to whip something up and he'd do it for you. Definitely you, Malzi.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like really secret. They have a new one, though, that is the Duquesne sauce.
I want an impromptu power ranking right now.
Honey mustard and chipotle.
That's a great combo, and I will try that. I love chipotle sauce in general on wings. Give me your top 5 wing sauces. You can't say it's like at a certain place, just generally speaking. Donnie's immediate top 5 wing sauces.
I always like a good sweet and hot.
Okay.
Is that one?
Probably. He's thinking of Dino's right now when he says that, but that's fine.
I do always go sweet and hot, like, or at least something like that anywhere I go.
I want very minimal thought here, just primal. First things that come to mind.
I do like to go with a Cajun, whether that's like a...
Dry rub.
Rub or a sauce.
Great choice. Another good one. Two for two.
I do like to go like spicy garlic.
Losing me a little, but that's okay. Spicy garlic better than just garlic.
Garlic wings make me throw up. Not because I don't like them, but I eat them and then they make me sick hours later. And then I forget that it does that to me and then I do it again. And
do you want to know what
a vicious cycle?
Real quick, food that always does that to me. I would go back to the old Mediterranean market on the south side and get a gyro at like 2 a.m. when I was finishing up like a Saturday show here early. Gyro would always make me sick the next day. You know what I would do the following week, Pony?
Go right back.
Right back to the gyro well.
All right, Donnie, you need two more spots here. How about Buffalo? Not going to get a shout out here?
No, listen to how much consternation there is here.
I do.
Oh, man.
I probably will toss like a buffalo of some sort on there. I feel like it's got to have like a little bit something extra with it.
What's that mean? Like a sauce to dip it in?
No, I think he means like some sort of like extra, like a some weird raspberry buffalo, like some little
raspberry
flavor.
See, I wouldn't go
like that. No, well, you would just like combine like
a raspberry vinaigrette? Are you like on drugs?
Like a sweet flavor mixed with the buffalo.
Well, isn't that the definition of sweet and hot being ranked number one?
Yes. So just put buffalo. You can put a classic there.
Yeah, I guess I'll
You know what this is telling me, by the way? He gets sweet and hot so often that he doesn't even think of five flavors. How about a Chipotle?
Well, no, I mean, if I have a menu in front of me, like I will, like I normally will get like four or five different kinds. Like I like a good Chipotle honey style.
I'm putting that one in as number five.
Because I know that Archie has that too.
I love it when Archie.
Actually, you know what? With the buffalo, like a spicy ranch type.
Okay.
So it's like ranch dressing mixed with hot sauce? Is that what you're telling me?
Normally a place will do like a... like dusting of ranch, like almost like a ranch rub.
Gotcha.
Very.
Where it's not
a big ranch guy.
I do think Archie puts out some of the funniest tweets ever when he puts like on a wing promotion. It's if Guillermo Diaz Graham could get 12 points, wings tonight, or like he'll put those out there. Wings are free, and it's just a picture of him sometimes getting blocked.
Oh, jeez.
Or it's him going up, and you know the shot's not going in. I find that so funny. It's just such a random thing to do. For a wing deal.
If the Pirates make a deal and it's not on the doorstep. Actually, nothing's even on the doorstep. Wings are free at Archie's. No, I'm just kidding. I still can't get over that quote.
Jason Mackey put out like...
nothing's on the doorstep.
Hold on. So Jason put out the full exchange, I guess.
Okay.
And it was between Kevin Gorman and Ben Cherington. Gorman, there are reports that you have a big move up your sleeve here before the start of spring training. Cherington... there's a report out there? And then he goes, multiple reports. Do you think there's a move or moves to be made that really positively impact this team immediately? And he says, we haven't stopped working since we got here. We're going to keep at it. We're not on the doorstep of anything. And then he goes on to a much longer answer. But
he's want to do that.
Hey, man, you know
just
what?
Just like you say about how there was always those NFL Films videos.
Yeah.
The 2025 Pittsburgh Pirates were not on the doorstep of anything.
But opportunity knocked at the window. When opportunity knocked, the Pirates said no soliciting.
But through the back door came Johan Oviedo, and the Pirates were able to.
When opportunity knocked on the outside, the Pirates said, we have all we need on this inside this house.
All right, open phone Friday time, 412-928-9370. Here's Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Good. Hey, I love y'all's show, but that last thing you guys was talking about when you said it wasn't any close between Troy and Sidney Crosby.
Malzi said
that. It's not close. Yeah, it's not close, but it's the other way. You got to realize, and maybe on the national stage, Sidney's big, but in Pittsburgh, football is everything. It has to be. Most of the people in the city, if Sidney Crosby, and I love the Penguins, I love Sidney too, but if he could walk in the front of their door and they wouldn't know who Sidney Crosby
wrong,
was. This is
wrong, wrong,
hold on,
wrong,
hold
wrong,
on.
Wrong,
what are we,
wrong,
what are we
wrong,
doing
wrong.
Here? Come on.
Wrong,
you think that's wrong?
Yes, 100%.
He gives out season,
why?
Bill, he gives out season tickets every year. With granted, he has a jersey on, and every single person when Crosby shows up at their door freaks out because they know who he is.
If you flipped it and said, you know, in Des Moines, Iowa, Troy Polamalu and Sidney Crosby showed up at somebody's house, they'd know Troy and not Sid. I agree with that, but, I mean, here, that's absolutely wrong.
Yeah, but you got 16,000 people he's in there. You're talking about 16,000 compared to Troy. Well, you're talking about in the city of Pittsburgh. There's tons, how many football fans compared to
all right, so PNC
fans are?
So PNC Park's bigger than the arena. Does that mean that Pirates players are more well-liked than Sidney Crosby?
No. But it does mean in the city of Pittsburgh, there are more people that are football fans than hockey fans. Big.
I agree with that.
I'll tell you, I have a vending spot. I'm selling Troy jerseys now, a lot of them, and nobody's coming
that's
up asking
what,
that, for
that, okay, well, I don't know about that. Well, I guess you would know.
I can't
tell you your business, but my point was that I think it was since the start of the 21st century, so going back to 2000, and I think that Troy Polamalu was every bit as beloved as Sid.
There's only one way to settle this besides our callers sounding off. There's two ways to settle this.
Yes, a Twitter poll.
I'm taking McCutcheon, due respect, out of it. Crosby or Polamalu, the more beloved 21st century Pittsburgh athlete?
Yes. And so far?
I just put the poll up. You could give me a huge assist by retweeting it with your very big audience that loves to hear about your trade propositions.
And the fake Napoleon
takes.
Dynamite that's now trolling me, according to Kabali.
Oh, there's... I mean, anytime you can come up with a fake version of a character that's from a movie, I mean, you're really doing something big.
Mike is in Cranberry now. He's on the Fan. Hello, Mike.
How you doing? Hey, this is more or less for Mueller. Beginning of the football season, we were talking. I called in, and he was saying, there's no way you can win a Super Bowl with a good defense and a good running game. Well, guess what happened? Oh, it's 2020. Yeah, it's 225, but good defense, good running game wins you Super Bowls. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mike.
I'll let him have that one. My comeback to that would be, are the Steelers anywhere close to what we just saw out of the Eagles, who have the best offensive and defensive lines in football and the best running back, not
right,
named Derrick
Henry? The only thing I don't want to fight with Mike at 5:25 on a Friday.
Why does he think he's dunking on me there with, like, the Steelers aren't even in the same galaxy as the Eagles?
But I agree with him I'll speak for myself here. Like, I scoffed at the notion of a team that was built that way winning a Super Bowl in 2024. Like, I did not think a team that was going to run the ball more than pass the ball was going to win the Super Bowl. The first team that has done that since the 75 Steelers. However, like, implicit in that is the idea that a team plays conservatively and wins. The Eagles scored 95 combined points in their last two games. They scored 55 against the Commanders. They scored 40 against the Chiefs. How many games do you think it would take the Steelers to score 95 points against good teams? Come on now.
The Eagles were the seventh best scoring offense in the league this year, averaging 27.2 a game, so that's 463. How about we play this game, Pony? When was the last time the Steelers scored 465 points in an NFL season?
The last time they scored 465 points in an NFL season? I'm going to say, I'm going to say it happened in 2015.
It's a trick question. It's never happened.
That was the next guess I was going to have. Damn it.
The best they've ever done is average 1/10 of a point more, because it was in a 16-game season. In 2014, they scored 436. The Eagles, I should tell you, only gave up 303 this year. The year the Steelers scored 436, they gave up like 368. The Eagles had the second best scoring defense and the seventh best scoring offense, and really started just whooping everyone's ass as the season kept going. And here's really my point in bringing all this up, or defending kind of my general thesis here. Yes, they ran it. Yes, they stopped the run. They were terrific to like an obscene degree at both. The problem I have with the Steelers is not so much like I've been proven wrong. Yes, like it's not an outmoded way to win. The Eagles have far and away the best roster in the league. Like, the problem I have is the Steelers aren't even close to any of the things that the Eagles have. It's one thing to say, you were wrong, ha ha ha. How does that make the Steelers any more equipped to do it their way with what they have on hand? It doesn't.
Here is the CEO of the burgeoning football enterprise, Barber Football Focus, Johnny the Barber. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? Did I win the ticket?
Two?
To the 15th... anniversary party.
Barbers are banned.
That's rumor on the streets. Rumor on the streets. But we'll see. But I just wanted to touch base with you on Justin Fields. You spoke earlier about Justin Fields, the wonderful gift that he is at a quarterback. And Mosley, I'm thoroughly disappointed in you to even compare some of those garbage quarterbacks to Justin Fields. You want an effective Justin Fields would be 6-0 if the Steelers defense would have showed up on two series. Come on.
I have a question for you and the rest of the 10,000 people at Barbers at Barber Football Focus. Does Barber Football Focus like for the Steelers this year at quarterback if they could have one of the two options? Justin Fields comes back and is their quarterback, or they draft and immediately start Will Howard?
I'm going to say Justin Fields. Well, I'm going to say Justin Fields. Will Howard, he's not going to come into the league his first year and just bust it up.
I thought you said in a previous interview for your website that he was Ben Roethlisberger 2.0, Will Howard.
is Ben Roethlisberger 2.0, but he's definitely not.
So why would I take Justin Fields?
He's not coming to a power setup loaded Steelers. You know, he's not coming onto a team that's just rich with cower, you know, players. You know,
Football Focus has come to the conclusion that Tomlin won with cower's players.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
What does Barber Football 100%. Focus? What does Barber Football Focus think about a man who might end up trying to become the governor of Ohio, Jim Tressel, instead changing course and trying to coach the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think that would be their wisest decision they ever made. If he can, run the great state of Ohio, why couldn't he run a small NFL franchise?
Anything else for us?
Ohio.
Goodbye, Johnny. I actually had one more question for him, though, that we couldn't get to. I don't know if you've heard about what was in the news about the state of Ohio today.
Didn't.
Ohio Democratic lawmakers propose contraception begins at erection act.
That feels like something just designed to get headlines to illustrate that what they feel is the other side is very
bad. A felony for men to discharge seminal fluid without the intent to fertilize. This felony would cost violators thousands of dollars with a max of $10,000 per discharge.
Who's policing this to make sure it's not happening? It's like the honor system?
God.
If you see something, say something.
Good thing Bechtold lives in Baldwin.
Oh, jeez, dude. Oh, my God. Why are you doing that to the poor kid?
He's taking a beating, the poor sap on social media.
He is taking a massive beating.
I love Austin.
Beating.
So what happened here, Donnie? What did he tweet?
He's taking a huge L
right now.
Come on,
guys. Don't pick on Austin.
He said,
I don't think the people who are responding, who are providing
the L. One person said a very mean thing.
I think they're trying to help him, Pony. I don't think they're trying to make him feel bad.
So what happened?
Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and Halloween are the three most overrated holidays.
And what did the guy say back to him about that?
A guy said, Austin, I'm sorry, but all I read here was, I'm single, I hate beer, and I have no friends.
Oh, man. He even prefaced it with, I'm sorry, man, but...
I guess what
it's like when Shawn Michaels gave Ric Flair that final sweet chin music.
I love you. I'm sorry.
I happen to agree on Austin on all three of those things. I'm on Team Austin here. I think those holidays are overrated. I mean, I like to have fun.
St. Patrick's Day is fun.
I like to have fun as much as the next guy, but...
You know what it actually could say? Like a little bit of more...
A little bit of amateur hour on St. Patrick's Day, no?
It is. The actual 17th is always supposed to be where the pros come out. I'll say this. A nicer way to say that to Austin would be this. There's some cynical... It's like a greeting card store holidays, Valentine's Day. St. Patrick's Day, hey, I got no problem. If people don't like to booze it up, I get that completely. And then the Halloween one, you know what that really is? Austin, you don't have kids. Because when you have kids, like Halloween takes on a whole new life where you're like, my kid is super excited to dress up.
No, but I get where the guy's coming from. Like when you're in your mid-20s, you go out, you get dressed up, you booze it up, you see some hot chicks dressed up as nurses and doctors and librarians and whatnot.
Well, isn't every one of them supposed to be, what are you? I'm a slutty librarian.
Yes.
Hi, I'm a slutty nurse. Hi, I'm a slutty airline pilot. Doran even tried to help him. He said,
how'd it go?
He said, Austin, go to a Halloween party with people your age see if you still hate Halloween.
He needs to get invited to one, though.
See, now you're being meaner to him than anybody.
I didn't say it in a mean way.
You're implying that no one wants to invite him to a Halloween party.
All right. So it's not football season anymore. We have to scour and look around and search for things that we're going to watch and do sports-wise over the weekend. It's not as easy as, hey, there's a Steelers game on at 1 o'clock. The entire city and area will be
glued
on its couch watching that game. So, in the spirit of life without football, we present to you TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. One thing each one of us will be watching this weekend, something sports related we are excited about as we turn the page into a brave new world of life without football. Malzy?
This is probably one I might be stealing from Donnie. Maybe somebody expected me to talk about golf, which I will be interested in watching at Torrey Pines this weekend. I'm taking Team USA, Team Canada tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
So you've gotten into the Four Nations.
Well, we talked about the Miracle on Ice and the geopolitical considerations. I mean, they've been booing the U.S. anthem up there. Canada's obviously not very happy. There's a lot of saber-rattling going on. There's a lot of
saber-rattling, Don.
There's a lot of 51st state talk that Canadians are getting pretty pissed off about.
We're not talking about Dominic Hasek and Matthew Barnaby with the saber-rattling.
Yes, we're not talking about who else did they have on? Michael Pekka. I'll keep naming Sabres players so people think I know ball.
I'm not talking about Tage Thompson and Alex Tuck.
Not talking about, is he still in there? Rasmus Dahlin? Yeah.
Very well done.
I was trying to think of like somebody from way back in the day.
We're not talking about Tom Barrasso.
Damn it. Hold on. I got somebody up the sleeve.
Don, give me a former Sabre. You got one in your hat, don't you? You got a name for us.
Oh, how about Pat LaFontaine? I'm not talking about Pat LaFontaine here.
LaFontaine.
I feel like the guys that I'm thinking of are too prominent.
I'm not talking about Alexander Mogilny. Was it Mogilny?
Did anybody say Ryan Miller?
No, see? There you go.
Mogilny was there, too.
All right, so
anyway,
USA,
I'm
going to
watch
Canada.
USA Canada because a couple of things. Every year, it feels like the U.S., unlike in soccer, does creep closer to Canada or to the world power in hockey. It feels like the USA is genuinely, because you know what it was for the longest time, Pony? Massive offensive talent gap. Like, the U.S. isn't producing enough great offensive stars.
We talked about that from 2010, Donnie. Where did all the goals come from?
Right.
Guys like Phil Kessel and Pat Kane were the best
now
offensive performers.
Now you throw Austin Matthews, about 10 million Kachucks out there. And
they are fired up about this anthem thing, boy.
Off. Jack Eichel.
They are very
upset.
We're
talking about another Buffalo, former Sabre. Yeah, former Sabre, but Jack Eichel. So you've got a lot of, you think they booed the anthem last night when it was USA-Finland. That's going to sound like Shawn Michaels coming to Canada for Canadian Stampede, Donnie. He's going to get booed out of the damn building.
I don't get that reference, but I'm sure nine
Canadian,
people
it was actually Steve Austin. Canadian,
what about the Montreal Screwjob?
Right, yeah, exactly. So Team USA is in there.
They are
in
hostile territory for sure. There's no doubt about that.
Usually Canada and the USA are frenemies in hockey. Like, ultimately, we're on the same side.
We're not. We've never been frenemies in hockey.
Just let me finish. This is going to be booing on the level, Donnie, of Rocky going to Russia to fight Drago. That's what it's going to feel
damn.
Like.
And I'm rooting for Canada.
They have turned all these polite Canadians into just extremely mad people, and it's a round robin, so they could end up meeting again. But I think it is easily the most intriguing matchup of this whole thing.
And the rematch would be in Boston.
The rematch would be in Boston.
Mike Sullivan's hometown.
Insanely charged up. I think that's the event of the weekend.
Those massholes would come out of the woodwork for that one. I want the Sid streak to continue. He's 26-0 for the national team. 26-0. He's never lost when he plays for Team Canada.
That's an absolutely bonkers stat.
See, I love the country I live in, but to me, the Four Nations tournament is not the same as the Olympics. And the Olympics, I'll never root against Team USA, but I want to see Sid have another moment like he did the other night against Sweden. All right, Donnie, how about you?
I'm going to go with the Daytona 500.
As you like to call it, the
Great American Race.
The Great American Race, folks.
I don't think I call it that. I think that's what people do call it.
And so does Donald Trump. He'll be there.
It's so amazing. We should send you into... I've always said, get some of these guys. I have a lot of friends in that world. I don't know. I think... Is it... Roger Penske, like a great guy, too. Guy won. He won 20 Indianapolis 500s. This guy wins all the time. I mean, we appreciate talent. I said, let me use these guys to guide our military a little bit. When you can win so many races, that's okay. You know, you guide. Same thing with coaches. You take some of the greatest football coaches, you put them at a table. What do you like, coach? Because in its own way, it's not so much really different. Mm.
Can you just imagine at the end of World War II, you got MacArthur in there, but instead, get Roger Penske at the table.
The Joe Gibbs. I mean, Joe Gibbs, the best
get
of
Gibbs
both worlds.
Gibbs out there.
NASCAR and
tactician.
Football.
You imagine back in the Civil War days. Get out of here, Ulysses Grant. We got Penske. We got Gibbs.
Don,
got
why are you excited for the Daytona 500?
I don't watch NASCAR religiously by any means, but I think it is... That's one of the sports that they start with their Super Bowl.
Never understood that.
So it's their big event. I mean, it's going to be their most watched race, even more so, I would think, than like their playoffs and championship races.
I talked to somebody today who said, in the world of NASCAR, talking about the drivers, if you polled them and said, would you rather be the Cup champion or win the Daytona 500, many of them would say they'd rather win Daytona. I was stunned by that.
Super Bowl of racing, though, so...
But it's one race versus the whole...
I know, but it's just... I think it's just... Okay, here, I'll make a golf analogy.
The Masters.
If you ask anybody, do you want to be the FedEx Cup champion where they do the Tour Championship, or do you want to win one of the four majors?
You're right.
Say the
four majors. You're right about that,
The only one they might say no to is the PGA, which those guys don't even...
Really
feel
care
like
about?
Yeah, I think they would much rather say the Players is like the real Players' fourth major.
Why don't more people
do
fun betting things with the Daytona 500? You know, pull names out of the hat, stuff like that.
I used to do something like one of my...
Do pools.
You know, a friend of mine from college, his parents used to do that, and we would go to his parents' house.
How about, like, first
the
time there's a...
We would just pull names.
Like, over under which lap the first caution flag flies. Like, I would do that. Like, before, you know, is there going to be a caution by lap 51?
I knew a guy who used to make 30 pounds of kielbasa every Daytona 500 Sunday, and it was, like, the tradition.
Can you just imagine how
bad
the farts in that house smelled?
The whole neighborhood, the whole gang came over for it.
Ken makes 30 pounds of that stuff every
day. No, it's not Ken.
God, he is going to be locked the hell in, though.
I think I'm going to go with Tyler Reddick, by the way, because, and Colin's down there with his son.
How about
that? They took like the whole weekend down there because Declan is very into NASCAR.
And he predicts these
things. He's basically like a savant for predicting winners and predicting in the money.
He's normally pretty on. Like, okay, maybe the guy he picks doesn't win, but you at least seem to have a fighting chance. So I will text Colin like every year for the 500. I'll ask for like three names.
And did you get him this year?
Tyler Reddick's the guy he's going with.
I got to put some money on Reddick then,
too. I do that traditionally when Colin's kid, when Declan puts out his pick.
Declan's got to be like 18 years old now.
He's 12 or 13.
That's it?
Yeah, he's a young teen.
Yeah, young teen. I would also say I remember being one of the old late night memories, the 10 to 2 show when Pony had been moved up to 6 to 10, Donnie. There was a Daytona 500, I want to say 11 or 12, that got delayed to Monday night because of rain.
And you just did play-by-play illegally?
Well, no, but then the track caught fire.
I remember that.
And then they were using Tide to scrub off all the oil. And now this offended, I'm sure, many of our listeners, but I just kind of...
What a line.
I'm sitting in the chair over there where Pony is now because the studio was done. So we're in the new studio. And I just said, people, bear with me here, but like... This is your favorite sport. They're using laundry detergent to clean off the track.
I like when
Monday
the drivers
night.
Get pissed at
what
each other
doing?
And start punching each other after races.
Right.
I get into
what
that,
are we
Donnie.
Doing? It felt like
Kyle
such
Busch
a minor
known
league
to just
situation.
Sock people right in the face.
Isn't he the one everyone hates, though, Kyle Busch?
But it's like a heel in wrestling, like you guys
Tony
say.
Tony Stewart was a big heel. He's kind of a bad
but
guy.
But because he's a bad guy, he actually has legions of fans.
I was more of a Tony Stewart than Jeff Gordon guy growing up.
What I'll be watching...
Home Depot, Tony Stewart, right?
Tomorrow at noon.
Yes. The orange car.
Pitt, Miami. Oof. Throw the record books out the window.
I'd love to.
Pitt is a 12.5-point favorite, and they don't have Jalen Lowe.
That feels wrong.
Guys.
What the hell's happening
We got
to
bet on Miami.
Yeah. What's Miami on the money
I think Miami's
line?
5-18.
I know, they're terrible.
What are they on the money line?
They are plus 590.
Just took off.
Yeah, I think I might have.
But have you seen Pitt play basketball lately? I'm not sure they can beat.
Unfortunately, the answer is
I'm not
is
sure
yes.
they could beat LaRoche by 13 points.
I don't know
points.
If they could beat Bobby Moe by 13.
I don't think they would.
I don't even know if they could beat Bobby
Let's
Moe
go,
right
Bobby
now.
Moe.
One of Bobby Moe's big men would just fold the Diaz Grahams in half.
Their big man's nicknamed the Octopus. That's what Chris Shevlin calls him. Here comes the Octopus. I like Shevlin. He's a great guy and a fan of the show. Chris Shevlin, everyone.
Isn't it Shevlin?
Oh, yes, sorry.
He's
sorry,
a great
Chris.
Guy. I'm going to say his name wrong, but he is a terrific human being.
All right. The Hodgepodge is next, and then Jason Mackey.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.